With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins is working directly with ag input companies to address the still rising costs of farmer inputs amid warnings of fertilizer supply shortages and ongoing disruptions. Rollins said that last weekend her agency wants significant relief for farmers. Reports say that the White House is wrestling with high prices for diesel and fertilizer, which have risen sharply since the Iran war began. One source said, "We're now talking about this likely not just a spring problem, but a problem that will likely last into the fall." Farm Doc from the University of Illinois reports an especially significant spike in the on-farm diesel price. Prices are now working towards the record high levels seen in March of 2022. Nick Polson, a professor of agriculture and consumer economics at the University of Illinois, said, among fertilizer prices, urea prices have climbed by 39%, marking the largest increase. Amid rising prices at the pump and volatile global energy markets, an overwhelming majority of registered voters support the expansion of the lower-cost E15 fuel blend and legislation that would make it permanently available nationwide. That coming from a new poll from Morning Consult conducted by Renewable Fuels Association. RFA said the polling results underscore the urgency of securing federal legislation to finally allow sales of E15 year-round. These results send a clear and unequivocal message to policymakers. American voters want expanded access to lower-cost E15, and they want it now. That coming from RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper. By a margin of 8-1, voters support efforts to broaden the availability of the more affordable, cleaner-burning fuel. RFA also said hardworking families across the country clearly understand E15 can help them save money while improving U.S. energy security during a time of great uncertainty. Producers intend to plant 95.3 million acres of corn in 2026, down 3% from last year. That, according to the Prospective Plantings Report released by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Soybean growers intend to plant 84.7 million acres in 2026. That's up 4% from last year. The report is the first official survey-based estimates of U.S. farmers' planting intentions. Other key findings include all wheat planted area for 2026 will be 43.8 million acres, down 3% from 2025. Winter wheat planted area at 32.4 million acres, down 2% from both the previous estimate and last year. The grain stocks report also released this week shows an 11% increase in U.S. corn stocks from last year, a 10% jump in soybean stocks over 2025, and all wheat stored totaled 5% more bushels than last year. Senators Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire led 10 Democrats in raising concerns to the USDA about the reliability of data reports from the agency. They said that a recent survey found 73% of ag producers and 78% of ag retailers are less confident in the USDA reports than in recent years. The senator's letter to the agency expressed significant concerns regarding the reliability of the USDA reports. Farmers need reliable data to make critical decisions on what to plant, how to manage risks, and when to market their agricultural products, the letter said. Given the importance of reliable data to U.S. farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, it's critical that the USDA maintain the quality and integrity of its data. The erosion of trust comes after a loss of over 30% of the employees at the National Ag Statistics Service and almost 25% of Farm Service Agency employees. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.